The new PBS documentary by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick on the Vietnam War takes a look at a conflict fought decades ago that lives on for many veterans to this day. As part of the series, we're looking at how Alaskans experienced the war. Former Democratic Governor Tony Knowles enlisted in the Army during the mid-60s, just as the war began escalating. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes has this story of how Knowles' opinion of the war began to change after he returned to civilian life and the parallels he sees in today's conflict with Afghanistan.
In the early 60s, most young men in America expected that at one point or another, they'd be drafted into military service.
After I got to college, I proceeded then to get kicked out for both academic and disciplinary reasons.
During an interview with Alaska Public Media, Knowles says he was working on an oil rig in Colorado, and as winter started bearing down, he figured he might as well enlist.
I'd always wanted to be a paratrooper, so I decided I'd join the Army, get in the paratroopers, and see the world.
At 21 years old, Knowles served in an intelligence unit for the 82nd Airborne. He arrived in Vietnam in the fall of 1964, when there were only about 10,000 American military and civilian personnel in the country, serving mostly as advisors to the South Vietnamese. Knowles says his role was using satellite imagery, infrared, and other technological tools to figure out where to drop bombs.
Initially, what we were looking for was areas that could be bombed with the belief that we could win this war without committing a lot of ground troops. That didn't turn out to be that successful.
By the time Knowles' tour was over, the military was gearing up for a very different kind of war in Vietnam. There were now 200,000 troops in the country, no longer just as advisors, but many directly fighting the North Vietnamese. Just as Knowles was leaving in the fall of 1965, a major operation in a combat zone revealed an extensive number of tunnels, caches of weapons, and enormous stores of food, provisions for the enemy's war effort. It made Knowles realize the Viet Cong were vastly more established than he'd been led to believe.
It really brought into question of whether technology could win the war, and as we found out, it didn't.
As he transitioned out of the Army, Knowles felt his confidence in the military's mission and the country's infallibility erode. At that point in the mid-60s, the nation's attitude towards the war wasn't yet as polarized as it would eventually become. But back at college, Knowles says the information coming in through the media and from the government about the war's progress didn't mesh with what he'd personally seen during his deployment.
It seemed to be that what you heard just didn't represent the truth. And so you said, well, what are we doing there? And what is it doing to us with the Americans who are getting killed? How many Vietnamese are getting killed? And what is the purpose?
According to Knowles, what really changed the national opinion of the war was the draft. That, he says, spread skepticism across families in every part of the country, particularly once the lottery system was introduced in 1969.
You were going to be drafted, and so that made people think, no, why are we there, and why is my son or my brother or my father going to that war? Without that, it distances the public then from what the military is doing.
That distance is one of the reasons Knowles thinks the U.S.'s war in Afghanistan, which has eclipsed Vietnam as the longest-running conflict, has consumed the better part of two decades. Whereas draftees generally did one tour in Vietnam, today's volunteer military is filled with a smaller number of people deploying to combat over and over.
We have people, and I know friends, that have served three and four, five tours. So you have a military that the general public doesn't think about very much because they don't have cousins and relatives and uncles and involved in that war. It's just a much smaller group of people that are doing that.
Knowles sees many of the mistakes of Vietnam being repeated in Afghanistan, an over-reliance on technology, working hand-in-hand with a corrupt regime, and a murky sense of what troops are actually fighting for. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
For more about Alaskans who served in Vietnam, you can find videos and stories by visiting alaskapublic.org/Vietnam.